Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Okay, this is Jaesu and Keisu. We're here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're here with Steph from the Geek Chic Elite, GCE for short. Thanks for doing this, by the way.
Thank you for having me today. Thanks.
So we first met at Pulp Comics on Free Comic Book Day, and it was always nice to meet a fellow geek journalist. And we just wanted to know, what was the genesis of your website and, I guess, the secret origin of it, how it came to be?
I guess it's not too much of a secret. I've always wanted to get into journalism, and my brother actually works as a freelance journalist. And for Christmas, he bought me a server and a website, and he told me, you have to start now. So that was the push, that I had it, I had to do something with it, or else he would not be very happy. He was the one that got me into this whole geek nerd thing. He took me to Star Wars for the first time, so I would have severely disappointed him had I not gone through with it.
Nice. Cool. Geek all your life then, I take it.
Pretty like much.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I was one of the... I don't know if I'll be banished for saying this, but I actually was the one that threw the Millennium Falcon down the stairs thinking that it would fly.
Oh.
And it did not. And now they're worth a couple thousand dollars.
Well, thanks for the interview.
I'll make it up to you.
Cool. And when did you guys start, actually?
We went live on January 4th of this year. So we just passed our fifth month anniversary.
Cool. Any highlights of the first 5 months?
Yeah. We got to interview Casper Van Dien at a toy convention. And he was screaming Johnny Cage lines all day. And, of course, his Starship Troopers lines as well.
Nice.
So he was really great person to hang out with. We all kinds of just interesting people that we meet going to the conventions and seeing everybody. Not so much the people that we interview, but I really like the cosplayers. We just recently interviewed an amazing cosplayer from Australia who is Spider-Man, and he actually has this amazing upper body strength in which he can turn himself upside down and hang like Peter Parker does.
Wow.
In
nice.
The comics, and his work is amazing, so it's to seeing all of that art and what the community kind of brings together, that's what I love about all of this.
Cool. And how's the Niagara Falls Comic Con been treating you?
It's been fantastic. We've had a lot of fun here. I've mostly been stuck in the booth, but I have gotten out to see a couple great things. Some fantastic cosplayers for sure.
Cool. And you also have your own geek soap, which I was highly impressed with.
Thank you.
You make that yourself?
I do. Everything is all natural, handmade. I think we made about 110 pounds of it for Niagara Falls. So Fan Expo's twice as long, so I guess I'll be doing 220 pounds of soap for that. Han Solo is the big one. Han Solo in carbonite.
I was going to say, you had me as soon as I saw that. So.
But everybody does like buying the zombie brains because our tagline is, why don't you buy the one you love, a brain? And people tend to like that. So
cool.
So Fan Expo, is that the next big event you'll be at?
We're actually going to Con Bravo first, where we are hoping to be getting an interview with Mark Meer, who he's in the top three games. Mass Effect, for sure, is one of my top three, so I cannot wait to speak with him. So we're doing Con Bravo first, and then Fan Expo is our next big one.
Cool. On your Facebook group recently, you mentioned that you're looking for new contributors to your site?
Yes.
What kind of qualifications are you looking for there?
Well, I guess you'd have to know a little bit about video games or something like that. We're looking for all kinds of different writers. We love opinion pieces. We're really right now interested in finding someone who goes out and buys weekly comics and kind of keeps us updated on the comic world, because I'm keeping up with the video games, and we have a volunteer already.
Keisu.
And we're also always, always looking for game reviewers, because we get so many games in from indie companies right now, and we just don't have enough time to dedicate to them. So we're looking for a couple new people to join our team, have some fun, And you can, get at us on the website is the best way to get a hold of us for contributions.
Cool.
Even if you want to write every so often.
Oh, great. Cool. And we should probably get you to plug your website and where people can go out to reach you.
Of course. So you can find us at geekchicelite.com. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/geekchicelite. And, of course, on Twitter, at geekchicelite. So it's pretty easy. Just geekchicelite all across the board.
Yeah, it's a fantastic website. We hope all our listeners will tune in and check that out. And we'll put the link up on our group as well.
Fantastic.
And thanks a lot, and thanks for all the cross-promotion and stuff like that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Right. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.